To continue the tour, walk one block north on Carlton Avenue to number 175, a brick row house found between Willoughby and Myrtle Avenues. 175 Carlton is the former home of author Richard Wright.
Sometimes I feel like something awful's gonna happen to me. Every time I get to thinking about being black and they being white, me being here and they being there, I feel like something awful's gonna happen to me. Richard Wright, in Native Son. One of America's most significant authors, Richard Wright, author of the novels Native Son and Black Boy, resided in Fort Greene for a brief but transformative period of his life. Born in Mississippi in 1908, Wright's upbringing in the Deep South provided him an inescapable view of America's all-too-often violent failure at being a mixed-race society. Born to a father who was a sharecropper and grandparents who had been enslaved, Wright entered the world at a place and time when being black meant few educational and employment opportunities. While in Mississippi, at age 16, Wright graduated from the ninth grade, which marked the end of his formal education. In a few years, he moved north with some family members to Chicago, joining 6 million other African Americans who left their southern homes to find new lives in the industrial cities of the north in what became known as the Great Migration. Today, many black residents in Brooklyn, including here in Fort Greene and Clinton Hill, can find family members from only a generation or two ago who arrived in New York as part of this mass migration from the South. Once Wright arrived in Chicago in 1927, he became active in the local black writer scene and supported himself financially with a job at the United States Postal Service. Unfortunately, a couple of years later, with the onset of the Great Depression, Wright lost his job and found himself unemployed, like nearly half of Chicago's black population during the Depression. While struggling with poverty during the early 1930s, Wright completed some work for the Federal Writers Project, a project within FDR's New Deal program that aimed to put millions of Americans back to work. At the same time, feeling frustrated with American capitalism, Wright became a member of the Communist Party in 1932. Shaping political views that would later play a prominent role in his writings. In 1937, while Chicago and the rest of the nation were still struggling with the Depression, Wright decided to leave the Midwest and move to New York, where he first landed in Harlem. Hoping to find more literary success in New York, Wright immersed himself in Harlem's active literary scene and soon became friends with Ralph Ellison, author of the famous novel Invisible Man. While in New York, Wright continued to be an active member of the Communist Party and published a few short stories and magazine articles, which gained the attention of his fellow black writers. In 1938, a year after arriving in New York, Wright left Harlem and headed to Brooklyn, moving into a rented room at 175 Carlton Avenue between Willoughby and Myrtle Avenues. The home was owned by an acquaintance of Wright's named Jane Newton, a white woman who had been twice divorced but in 1938 was married to her third husband, Herbert Newton, a black man who was an active member of the Communist Party. While Wright was living on Carlton Avenue, Ms. Newton noted in her journal that he, quote, got up early, around 6 a.m., sometimes earlier. Clutching his lined yellow legal pad, a fountain pen, and a bottle of ink, he walked to nearby Fort Greene, sat on a bench, looking down at the brownstones and the ragged tenement houses by the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Unquote. It was here in Fort Greene Park that Richard Wright set out to write his first great novel, Native Son. Native Son was published in 1940 and soon found popularity throughout America. It was the first Book of the Month Club selection written by an African American, reaching hundreds of thousands of the club's members across the country. Many readers had mixed reviews of Native Son, which focuses on the main character, Bigger Thomas, a teenager in 1930 Chicago who feels trapped by his black skin. Unable to channel his anger, it explodes forth through several violent acts. While some readers thought Wright was stereotyping black men, or perpetrating negative images held by white Americans, others saw Wright's attempt to use violence as a means to shock America into confronting how the treatment of its black citizens had created and trapped the hopeless Bigger Thomas. Although Wright wrote most of Native Son while living in Fort Greene, he only resided in the neighborhood for about a year. His brief time on Carlton Avenue is commemorated by a plaque on the facade of 175 Carlton Avenue, as well as on a bench in Fort Greene Park. The bench can be found on the west side of the Prison Ship Martyrs Monument at the top of the hill in the center of the park. A few years after completing Native Son, Wright moved to Paris, France, where he lived the remainder of his life. His family still resides there today. In 2012, when the historical marker was placed at 175 Carlton Avenue, Wright's daughter Julia composed the following remarks, which were read at the dedication ceremony.
You are standing on the sidewalk in front of a house in which my father found affection and respect for his creativity, thanks to the hospitality of the Herbert and Jane Newton family. And so Bigger Thomas was born in this house. I think of Bigger in many ways, sometimes as my paper brother, but now as a senior myself, I think of him as a still immensely fragile son who haunts America. I was born 2 years after Bigger, and I owe so much in my upbringing to my elder paper sibling, the gift of freedom, love, literacy, and most of all, a free rein to a creativity able to replace my own anger.